This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 29th. I'm Paul Plack. The Commemorative Air Force's first flight of the world's only remaining airworthy B-29 after a four-year engine transplant project has been delayed, waiting for FAA paperwork. According to the two Airline Pilots Association units involved, negotiations leading to a combined workforce in the United and Continental merger are not going well, and they say that it's not even economic issues standing in the way. The ALPA unit at American Airlines is protesting a plan by management to make flights more efficient by reducing the amount of reserve fuel carried. It's currently 90 minutes, but the FAR requires only half that. Boeing has avoided a strike by the St. Louis unit of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, IAM Local 837. Boeing has announced it's received a contract from the U.S. Air Force to upgrade the service's 59 KC-10 tankers with a new communication, navigation, surveillance, and air traffic management system. The UK's Royal Air Force helicopter crews have been training in the Jordanian desert for the first time in preparation for operations in Afghanistan and to develop relationships with the Royal Jordanian Air Force. NASA's Office of the Chief Technologist will host a two-day industry forum starting July 13th to discuss the agency's proposed new space technology investments and announce three new Centennial Challenges prize competitions. The XPRIZE Foundation and LEGO Group have announced 20 finalists for Moonbots, a global education contest. And FBI officials insist Alyssa Thomas belongs and will stay on the no-fly list. She's 6 years old, and they know that. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell recalls some of the unusual happenings at COPA's Migration 8. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.